All right, time for Boots and Salutes. I'm kind of interested to find out if anybody has any thoughts about the PETA protest in downtown yesterday where they were handing out tickets, air quotes, because they were kind of in RCMP gear, handing out tickets to those wearing furs and leathers. Have some thoughts on that? 306-938-0600 or 1-800-667-3727. Like to find out what you're thinking about. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. Start us off.
Good morning. Good morning. Ever since I heard about they're not recycling the plastic bags, I happened to Google, and it's amazing how many things are on there that you can make with those plastic bags.
Like what?
Weaving baskets, yard area rugs, a tremendous amount of things. And they're actually taking them and they're stripping them and they're making them in kind of like into yarns, or they're easy to knit or weave with. It's amazing what you can do with those plastic bags. You just have to look and find out. And if you got the energy or the will to do it, I mean, there probably somebody would be smart enough to, you know, collect them and make a business out of it, I think.
I agree with you. I tell you what, if there's money to be made, there is somebody who will make it, and it's just
Absolutely.
A matter of time.
You betcha.
Thanks. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, I have two boots today.
Go.
One is for the provincial NDP new leader there, Miley, or whatever his name is. Why doesn't he put in a proposal? What he would do is in there instead of just knocking the SAS party down. There's no rhyme or reason what he's doing right now. And my second boot's for David Suzuki, Global Warming. I don't want no part of it. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, I'd like to chime in on this food waste that they're talking about on the radio. The biggest problem is people are looking at those best before dates and they're throwing it out when it gets to that date. I mean, a lot of the milk and other consumables are still good well after the best before date. I mean, the people are brainwashed. They're almost as stupid as the PETA people. Like, I mean, really, wool? That's ridiculous.
Thanks for your call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. You know, these PETA people really cracked me up. Not too long ago, they had a thing on the TV that said if you don't raise chickens for meat or eggs, they'll live for 15 years. I'd really like them to let me know how you stop a chicken from laying eggs. And I raise chickens, and they don't live for 15 years. But if they'd like to come down, I'd really show them how to butcher them. Thank you.
And chickens are also delicious. And I don't know if you chicken hung around for 15 years. I'm not sure that I would want to get to know that chicken very closely. I'm a big fan of eating chicken. Also a big fan of beef and all that other good stuff. Yeah, PETA was out protesting downtown yesterday, handing out tickets, if you will. Fashion faux pas, fashion fines for people who are wearing leathers and furs and that type of stuff, and just generally being a nuisance. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, for all the NDP people, including myself maybe, all they have to do is hang on to Montclair day and night, make sure he doesn't run away, and all they have to do is get rid of Ralph Goodale. Okay? Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning, Steve. How you doing?
I'm good.
That's good. I have a question.
Go.
I don't know if you can answer it for me.
Okay.
These PETA, whatever they're called,
PETA
people.
Yep.
First of all, they're dressing up like cops. They're not supposed to. Isn't that illegal? Number one. And then they're claiming, hold on. They're getting upset with people that wear leather. I take it. They killed an animal. But hold on. Wool? I've never heard of anybody killing a sheep.
That's
to get
correct.
Their wool.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I tell you what, the PETA people, they make me crazy. As a matter of fact, I'm a big fan of wearing wool. Love leather. Got a great leather jacket. Big fan of steak. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning, Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. It's a beautiful day. It's another cold day. I love it every day. Have a great day.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
I just want to boot people who always eat vegetables and stuff like that. That's very cruel. They have feelings. What's wrong with you people? You're eating vegetables? They're really scary.
Thanks for your call. Yeah. If you want to be vegan, be vegan. Fill your boots. Whatever. You know what? Whatever makes you happy. And my thinking is just let everybody else do whatever makes everybody else happy, too, provided that you're not, you know, you're not hurting me. I'm not hurting you. Can't we just get along? 306-938-0600 or 1-800-667-3727. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good day. About these bag business, you know, if you bring those bags in that you buy in the stores and that, you know, people, if they don't clean them or wash them, there's dog hair, cat hair, all kinds of stuff over there. I don't want to be running my food over a counter and then having to, you know, bring that home with me. Thank you.
All right. Well, you will notice, too, in a lot of grocery stores, and they do a good job of that, too, cleaning the belt on a very, very regular basis for that reason. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. I'd like to tell the conservatives that the world is not flat. Thank you.
All right. That's a good bit of information because a lot of people were thinking that, I think. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. For the PETA supporters and the vegans out there, you do realize that when you're pulling the grass and cutting plants to eat, you're killing a live thing there too, aren't you? And we know that when you talk to a plant, it responds. So you're no better than an animal eater. Thank you.
And again, I go back to the, just eat what you want. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. About the comment the gentleman made that the plastic uses bags to make a lot of things. They make lawn furniture, lawn chairs. They make tons of stuff. They should be recycled.
Now, when you talk about plastics, I don't know if the very thin membrane plastics are used for...
That's what they do. They melt it down or do something to it.
The very thin ones?
I was watching it on TV, and a ton of stuff they make, floor mats, lawn furniture, they make everything. Umbrellas.
From the very thin membrane plastic?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Thanks for your call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hello. I would like to salute the paper grocery bag that they used for years, and I always had good results with it. And they made a great lunch bag because they would stand up. They don't fall over like the plastic bags do.
All right. That's another thing people have pointed out is even those grocery bags that you're talking about that you can't put into the blue bin, you can still recycle them. You can use them for your own lunch bags. You can put your kids' school supplies in them. You can do a whole bunch of things. Back in the day, my dad used to tell me they used to put them on for their boots, right? Not for their boots, but inside their boots so that if you got some water in, didn't get into your socks. So there's reuses for everything. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. Reusing those cloth bags, they're good for a while, but then they pick up the bacteria from the meats and stuff because you don't put them in the plastic to keep the bag fresh. And even washing them, you're told that they're only good for so long and you shouldn't reuse them any longer.
All right. Thanks.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Thank you for your call. Yes, the grocery bag, that debate will continue on for a little while long, I'm sure. 306-938-0600 or toll-free 1-800-667-3727, what is on your mind. You can also go to our new website, if you haven't checked it out, cjwwradio.com. It's a pretty slick, new-looking website. Easy to find all the stories that you are looking for, all the things that are going on in and around Saskatoon. You can also have your say. The question this morning is, should the Pope come to Canada and apologize for the Catholic Church role in residential schools, and a resounding 81% say no. Only 19% responding yes to that question. Among the 81%, some of the comments is that we need to move on. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Maybe we could recycle these bags in our fire pits.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hi, I was just wondering, why don't we go back to the brown paper
bags? Back to the brown paper bags?
Yeah.
I believe that is because of the number of trees that are needed to die in order to make paper bags is what they were trying to get away from with the plastic. And for the longest time, this plastic was recyclable. But now, after talking to Aaron at Loris, China has closed the borders. They don't want it anymore, so there's no market for it anymore.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. Regarding traveling, trying to get from one place to another with the STC now gone and the Greyhound cutting back their schedules drastically and no bus going to Calgary anymore, the government I don't know about the government, but somebody should do something to, and nobody that doesn't have a vehicle can't get anywhere, so... And another one on the Pope and the residential schools. Definitely, no, he should not be coming. Yeah, it's time to move ahead and get your life organized. And
good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I would like to comment on the statement about the Pope coming to Canada to do the apology
yes.
for the reconciliation. And I totally agree that he does not need to do that. We have done enough as Canada, and it is time for those individuals to step forward and keep moving ahead and not going back constantly. And I do not think that Justin Trudeau should be able to tell everybody else what they should be saying to the individuals. Thank you.
And that's our wrap for Boots and Salutes this Friday morning. Thanks for all of your calls.